Mark chapter 7. Listening to God, which is a key part of practicing his presence, is not a method, but a walk with a person. He looked up to heaven with a deep sigh, said to him, "Epiphatheia," which means "be opened." At this, the man's ears were opened. His tongue was loosened and he began to speak plainly. The Bible reveals that throughout history, God has done great things for those who heard his voice, like the deaf mute in this chapter, and like a telephone without batteries. The human being is oblivious to God's voice and isolated from him. He is basically present, but cannot enjoy verbal communications with its creator. This is how man is until God opens his ears, and then he not only listens, but God unlocks his tongue. And he can then speak well. For many years of my life, I too was deaf to God's voice, until one day God opened my eyes and I opened my heart to God. Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone about the miracle they had witnessed, but they could not keep quiet. I'll stick with the last verse of this chapter. People were overwhelmed with amazement. "He has done everything well," they said. "He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." I want to hear his voice today and tell someone about him.